Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Love in the Mirror. This is Shannon Bodhi, your host. And in our series, we've been talking about getting real. And here's a little more of it today as we explore cycle breaking. Ooh, I'm deeply grateful to some really powerful conversations that have been happening in circles that popped this up as our next area of need, of reveal, of real share. And thanks for being here. Thanks for being here. If you're listening to this episode, you are likely in service to others. You're in service to your own needs, your own evolution. You're trying to make a better place and way in the world. And so what we'll cover today is, you know, some examples of what cycle breaking looks like, some of the struggle and why it is worth it. In that spirit of getting real, I will share a bit of my journey with cycle breaking and a few examples from dear ones that, you know, have offered, you know, their experience. And of course, anytime I say dear ones, I am honoring the deep, dear confidentiality of friends, clients, family, but using examples that many of us can relate to that are truly real, with people walking alongside this, you know, evolving best life experience just like you. So we'll share a bit of what, also, as always, what might be helpful, and look through cycle breaking through the lens of the stages of change, right? The trans-theoretical model that looks at, gosh, are you thinking about breaking a cycle? Are you aware of one that you'd like to change? Are you very aware and have decided you're going to make some changes and you're getting ready, like you're preparing? Or are you actively in that and in need of support? Have you broken through that barrier and are maintaining the progress you've made? So there's something in here for everyone. I thank you so much for being here, this episode of Love in the Mirror. Oh, so let's start with getting real and cycle breaking in general. What does it necessarily look like? This could show up in a variety of ways, right? When we become aware that something isn't serving us, when we lift up and out of the swimming pool we're in and get a new perspective. I know for many of my clients and myself over the years, it was like, oh, I wasn't even aware that I was in this pool. This is just the air I breathe. This is how I've been navigating this. Oh, I didn't know there was something to navigate, right? So how do those taps or those little nudges start to show up that there is something to change, right? And let me know, you know, if this has resonated with you in your process and you're aware of it, maybe we realize that we've been perpetuating something all along. Kind of that light bulb dawns on us. Maybe we realize we've been going along to get along. And there's typically a little voice, some cognitive dissonance. It could be a message from your higher power. It could be just something that doesn't feel aligned in your body, that this isn't okay. There must be something more than this, right? Is this how it's supposed to be? A lot of voices and a lot of, you know, language that might start to show up through our body, through our thoughts, through our different practices of, hey, something's out of alignment here. It might be a little more harsh, right? When we start to realize there's a cycle to break, there might be that not love in the mirror hold up, but a harsh mirror that is held up to us by someone we care about or by our life circumstances that said, gosh, this has got to change. This is not working. Or it might simply be that, you know, hopefully gentler reflection of someone simply leading by example, another way of how they relate in relationship, maybe to their family of origin, or how they relate and take care of themselves. What do their habits look like? Where you just see somebody out in your circle, or maybe you see someone that's still relatable. I'm not talking the, you know, big iconic pedestal figures, but where you just see someone with whom you relate with, there's parts around which you identify. You're like, wait a sec. This isn't an issue for her at all. Whoa. Or she doesn't struggle with this. How is that not a thing? Right? These just gentle, and they don't have to be folks who are nudging us to do something different, but just simply the way their lives are going, the decisions they're making, or the choices that they're living into reflect a different way. So if any of that resonates with you, you're in very good company, friends. This is how we, when we take care of ourselves, when we initiate that cycle breaker, when we start to honor ourselves as much as our intentions to honor others, we do rise the tide together and can lift each other up, sometimes just by living by example, right? Very, very cool. So a little bit about my cycle breaking, and some of you know a little bit about this. Some of you have heard a little brief examples, but I, my journey is so fun. And I always thank my family of origin for their patience because, you know, I was guided 20 years ago to grad school to help people, right? I had my psychology undergrad. I knew I wanted to help people. I was very excited about grad school because I started to get specific into the nitty-gritty approach and application, and was so fortunate I got into my dream school, USF, for their marriage and family therapy program, and got my master's in counseling there. What I did not know is, and many of you listening may identify, is that, wow, I got into this work so I could also help myself. Right? It's a bit of that wounded healer archetype showing up. And I thought it was to help other people. Of course it was, but it was also to help me. It was to help lift me up and out of the swimming pool. And I learned a lot. I learned a lot about things like parentified children and family systems, and that the nature of family and any system that could be friendship, community, society, the nature of a system of connected folks is to stay the same. We go to great lengths to keep homeostasis. And I embarked on a very messy process of communicating with my family what I had learned about wasn't working for me, how I realized that was impacting me. And I realized things were impacting me because I was carrying things that I didn't need to, not because anyone explicitly asked me to. I'm very fortunate, not because anyone was actively trying to hurt me in my family. These were just patterns that my family had also evolved and done their best practice over the years. And I realized I was coping over some things with drinking too much, with eating too much, with smoking. I was still active, trying to be healthy, but I was storing a lot in my body, mainly around as a means of coping, right? Those conversations were messy, and not everybody was happy to hear what I had to say. I also could have done those conversations better. I continue to evolve those conversations in a way that hopefully helps me take responsibility for my actions, relieves blame and shame from people that I love or care about. But at first, those conversations look kind of blaming. Hey, you do this. This isn't okay. I'm learning this isn't okay. And they're angry or frustrated or fearful. And that dynamic change takes a long time to evolve. That's just what my path looks like. Yours might look different. There are a lot of right, messy, imperfect, real ways that we do this, right? This took years of practice and continues to in my romantic relationships and what those look like. It looked like a lot of breakups and taking care of partners with addiction issues or folks who were emotionally unavailable because I didn't know what anything else looked like. evolve 20 years later, and this looks like a lot of major boundaries that people in my life may or may not appreciate or understand. That boundaries, I have to remind myself, are an act of kindness for myself and others. It looks like, for me, a deep, connected relationship to God, Source, yoga, taking care of my body, and noticing when some of those old patterns sneak up. Those all things could be a whole other episode. So what I've also seen from dear ones, that cycle breaking can be very exciting. We'll get to that. But there might be other examples for you. Are you someone who is breaking the cycle out and receiving higher education in some way? Perhaps that first time in your family, no one else has been able to do that. Are you someone who's breaking a cycle of what self-care looks like by even attending to this? Right? By changing physical health habits that maybe were modeled to you. Exercising and eating as prevention and medicine versus a way of being harsh to yourself or coping. Are you someone who is breaking the cycle perhaps of emotional abuse, physical abuse, codependency? There are so many cycles out there that we can lift up and out of. Oh my goodness. And we honor those together. We honor all of you today, wherever you are on that path. And I'll pause here to remind you and thank you all so much for going into the show notes today. This is a funny segue, but if you're breaking the cycle of having too much to do and you need a little support, Instacart is something that I do to give that gift to myself and to my family. It gives me a little more time to do project like this and meet with clients and do what I love. And you can have groceries delivered in under an hour sometimes. So there's a link there. If you go to the specific link in the show notes, thank you, friends. Please and thank you. It helps support this podcast. It helps this podcast reach people who appreciate and need it. And it gives you a discount on your first order. So please, thank you for going and clicking on that link. And you can give it a try. You don't have to sign up for a membership right away, but it will help you get that delivery of something you need. It's so convenient. I've been using Instacart for over 2 years, and I've decided I'm not giving it up. So feel free to take a look at that. Let's come back to what happens when we cycle break. I shared a little bit of my experience and what it can look like. What does the menu of cycle breaking look like? And there's some tough parts, right? This is why we're lifting up and getting real. There are some tough parts depending on the nature, depth, and impact of the cycle in our lives. I used to work with some real incredible families, beginning post-grad career. And a lot of youth that were mandated to substance abuse inpatient treatment of some kind, right? And I would, and you know, everyone was in a different stage of change. Some of those young men and women were not at all interested in making changes in their addictive behaviors, right? As we know, some were. And I would watch them make genuine strides in their work, and then they would leave and have to go back to the same family or family system or societal system that supported that behavior. Either supported the coping of it, or everyone else was doing it too. So a lot of family members came in with, oh, you think you're better than us. You think you're better than us. And everyone in that system was struggling. This is not at all a judgment on those families. But it really calls into the light that those who are trying to keep the same behavior often do feel judged. They feel judged. You think you're better than me. Or there might be shame there because they want to make changes too and they haven't been able to. So this creates a lot of significant friction. It creates that anger, fighting, resentment. It is not for the faint of heart to cycle break. Others may not understand our choices. They might not understand wonky new language that we're using. It might feel like quote unquote cycle babble. They might just think that we're mad and not understand the why. And that's okay. That's okay. We also might really miss the comfort of belonging and the familiar. Our systems, like our own internal systems, like keeping things the same too. Our neural patterns, our nervous systems, whether or not we like to stay in fight, flight, freeze, or stress in some way, when we are adapted to it, it is familiar. It's known. It has a degree of safety because whether or not it's good for us, we've made it through this several times and we know we can do it. So, this looked like this for me, and I've seen it in folks, and I say it looks like this for me first. That's what getting real is all about. We might cope with a bit of a holier than thou, dare I say, or I feel so much better than you for a while, to get distance because we are being exposed to or learning a new way. There are a lot of ways that we create distance, and I see this developmentally with any change. Anybody who has teenagers, love you. Anybody who has tweens in your home, love you. Anyone who is dealing with that, the kids bouncing off because they must resist, whether or not it's a cycle that they need to break out of, I'm not saying that. That's a different issue completely. But there is a natural, anybody knows this in the cycle of parenting? Oh, I'm better than you. I have it figured out. Our dear children can relate with or express. I have never done that ever to my family, ever, of course. But that same sort of pushing off to create space, that can happen when we're breaking our own cycles as adults. It can, because we have to get distance. We realize we have to get distance. And many of us might stay in that I'm better than you place for a really long time. Energy medicine or energy speak can kind of look at it, oh, my vibration is higher than you. It can look like a lot of comparison in us and them, because we do feel so different in our skin once we realize that. So if that's happened and you're feeling bad about the judgment of the other, of the family you needed to break cycle with, offer yourself some forgiveness. Name it. You just need it a different way. You just need it a different way. And I know, depending on the degree of willingness of support that from those involved in the cycle that you're breaking, that might start to look very drastic, and the distance that we need to make can be different for all of us. It might be something as simple as schedule changes in language. It might look like very intense boundaries. It might look like ending active relationship. There are several right ways to honor all involved. And when you are honoring what you need in your healing process, whether or not it's affirmed, you're honoring others as well. Because it eventually hurts more to go along to get along than to not honor that voice and call for something better, more true, and real that calls within you. Eventually, it hurts to stay in it more than it does to feel uncomfortable in something new. And one of my litmus tests is, what am I modeling for my daughter? What am I modeling for those that I love? What would I want for her? So that's a great litmus test and question that you can apply. Is it worth it? And maybe you don't have children. Maybe there are littles that you love in your life. What would you want their experience to be like? And ultimately, what would you want for the younger version of yourself to have different, even if it's tough to advocate for the current version of yourself right now? So here's the good news. It's all richly uncomfortable and very important. But the good news is, friends, there is freedom through the other side. And I know that much like many changes, this is not a linear process. Ideally, it's an upward spiral, but it's much like a washing machine where we get sucked into old patterns, old habits, old ways of relating. We realize that when we're caught there and we continue to move upward in our awareness. But that freedom, maybe you're there. And maybe this podcast is an affirmation of all the hard work you have done. Maybe you don't feel the freedom yet, but you just see those glimpses of light popping out of the swimming pool or pulling your head out of the water to go, wait, there's more. We can live into our potential more, have greater joy in our bodies, in what our bodies can do for us, in appreciation for our bodies. Greater joy and satisfaction in our relationships and connection to source, whatever that is for you. We can have greater ease and physical well-being. I promise it's worth it. If you're sitting in front of a cycle break and you have physical safety needs, I always want to plug, please reach out to your hotlines for immediate safety and support. 911, the only one I'll leave here. But if you are facing that, they can also connect you to immediate supports. We want to make sure you're physically safe always. If you need resources on that for a dear one or yourself, before you take moves, do not hesitate to reach out. Shannon@innerpeacerising.com, not for crisis support, but for resources for those who are in crisis. I'll be clear there. When you are feeling physically safe to make those changes or you're in them, whew, boy, does it matter. What are our supports, right? We are in something powerful. So find those who share your language. Find those who understand what you're talking about. Find those who have also lifted up out and are trying something different, who don't feel like you're crazy, or maybe who share some of that with you. Maybe they've gone ahead of you 5 minutes, but oh my goodness, joining in community together, oh, so much stronger, so much more helpful. I mentioned to supporting for cycle breaking, when you feel ready, that we can look at our own patterns. And I shared it some of the ways that I've done that. What the only practice that helps me look at my own side of the street with any compassion and that helps me get rid of shame is forgiveness. Forgiving myself, forgiving others, and then maintaining boundaries, right? The Ho'oponopono practice, if you'd like to look it up, is a beautiful Hawaiian practice on just a forgiveness mantra. I see you. I love you. Please forgive me. Thank you. And offering that to yourself and perhaps via distance to others who are still in that cycle. Lovely tools that I use in my practice, including those, are tapping, or emotional freedom technique, somatic experiencing, where do we feel that pattern in the body and releasing. One of my recent favorites that's come back is Tapas acupressure technique by Tapas Fleming. And of course, prayer, meditation, practices that honor, when we're ready, our lineage, honor those who have come before us and saying, thank you. This too, I needed something else. We can acknowledge that evolution is natural and that each generation keeps learning more. Ideally, we keep doing better. And we thank those who came before us for the foundation they've created. Those ideas might feel super triggering. I hear you, I hear you, I hear you, and I've been there. If they are, that's okay. Focus on keeping yourself strong. And attention goes where energy flows. So how you can deepen and strengthen the new patterns, the new reality, the new behaviors that are really helping you to feel better and stay with yourself, committed to the process. There's so many ways to do this. So please come see me in session if you need help and are feeling stuck with this. This is the it's the beautiful bulk of a lot of my practice right now. If you're cycle breaking in relationship, romantically, or with family, you can book with me, Shannon at innerpeacerising.com. And we can plan intentionally together, and you can too with myself or other help. What any time that you're going in the old swimming pool, right? Like you might feel really all adapted in your newness and know that you're going to go back into that water, perhaps for holidays or a visit or a triggering situation. Whew. When you have, finally, last tip today, when you have a sign that you're in the trance of old ways, that you're in the trance of cycle, boy, wow, I just dropped right into that. Whew. Or maybe you've started apologizing again for something that's not yours. You're feeling guilty. You accept the guilt or anger that others put upon you as your fault. Who do you think you are when those come up? Design and learn a sign for that. Oh, I'm in trance. I'm in trance. Oh, remember, I don't have to do that anymore. I don't have to do that anymore. And finally, friends, remember your why. Why was it worth cycle breaking in the first place? What was that within me, that call that was so loud, I was finally courageous enough to begin to make this change? And you've been courageous all the time, trust me, because you went through this. But what made you start to make choices from that courage that looked different? Remember your why. Have it in post-it notes. Have it with an accountability buddy as a friend that just can text you when you need it. Have it. Have it ready. Because you'll forget. That's okay. Patterns take time to change. It may have been years that you've lifted up and out and something comes back to haunt or bring it up. Okay, so this isn't a bad thing. It's just another layer that's ready to let go and to be affirmed. May this be the affirmation you needed today, my friends. May it be. No matter where you are in your cycle breaking and your change, I am deeply grateful to have been a part of this time with you, a part of the experience, a part of your journey. Anytime you listen, I'm so grateful. Thank you. Thank you, friends, for being here. And keep tuning in. We have got some new series coming up around, especially What You Focus On Expands. Things like, why do you love your job? Why do you love what you're doing? Those are coming up in the future. And I'd always love to hear your needs, your suggestions on what we do and how we do it. Don't hesitate to bring feedback my way. You can find me, Shannon Bodie, on Facebook and Shannon at innerpeacerising.com. We've got some great coaching bundles through the end of 2022. Don't hesitate to go to innerpeacerising.com for some of those and for that information. I can't wait to work with you, including just the shared time we have together on the air. While you're listening, know that you are supported. Know that you're not alone. And thanks for being here, friends. This, as always, is love. in the mirror.